And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Brazilian authorities are picking up pieces and investigating after thousands of ex-President Jair Bolsonaro supporters stormed Congress, the Supreme Court, and Presidential Palace, then trashed the nation's highest seats of power. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
After climbing on the roofs of the three key institutions of state, the protesters bypassed security barricades, rampaging through halls and leaving interiors in ruins. Bolsonaro's followers have refused to accept his election defeat to Lula da Silva, who was inaugurated on January the 1st. Lula says the storming is unprecedented in the country and has called the demonstrators fascist fanatics. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. President Joe Biden has wrapped up a four-hour visit to the U.S.-Mexico border. VOA's Alina Barros reports.
Though the president visited a local migrant center, this was the closest he was to a location where about 400 migrants have been taking refuge on the sidewalks outside a church in El Paso, Texas. This is Jeremy Mejia, a migrant from Venezuela.
I have two children. I want to provide a better quality of life for them. I don't want them to go through what I went through. Here we've been robbed and mistreated. There are no human rights for us here.
Biden's visit to the U.S.-Mexico border comes on the heels of his administration's announcement of a new process for legal entry for migrants from Nicaragua, Cuba, Venezuela, and Haiti. Aline Barros, VOA News, Washington.
This is VOA News. Newly elected Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, is about to face his next big test with a divided House of Representatives. That's passing a rules package to govern the chamber. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
The rules package, generally a routine task at the Capitol, could bring the next showdown for Speaker Kevin McCarthy, who needed an epic 15 ballots and hours of negotiating concessions to get enough support to become Speaker. There could also be trouble brewing on raising the debt ceiling and funding federal programs. Ohio Republican Jim Jordan on Fox News Sunday.
We got a $32 trillion debt. Everything has to be on the table.
But Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries on NBC's Meet the Press says he's concerned the cuts promised to conservatives will go too far.
Undermine the health, the safety, and the well-being of the American people. It may undermine national security.
He says they'll work with the GOP to find common ground where they can. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Senegal President Macky Sall has declared 3 days of mourning starting Monday after at least 40 people died and dozens more were injured in a bus crash in central Senegal. He said he will hold an interministerial council to discuss road safety measures. He tweeted that the collision happened in a village in the Kaffrine region about 3:30 a.m. Sunday. Kyiv is denying any casualties from a massive Russian rocket strike on buildings in eastern Ukraine, temporarily housing Ukrainian forces. Russia's Defense Ministry spokesperson Igor Konashenkov says more than 1,300 Ukrainian servicemen were in the two dorms hit, adding,
"В общежитии номер 28 находилось более 700 украинских военнослужащих."
More than 600 Ukrainian servicemen have been killed in massive rocket attack on these locations of temporary deployment of the Ukrainian forces units. The ministry said the strike on Kramatorsk was revenge for Ukraine's deadly attack earlier this year on Russian barracks in part of the Donetsk region controlled by Moscow's forces. Reuters could not immediately verify the defense ministry's assertion. Switzerland's right-wing Swiss People's Party, the SVP, will within a few days call a referendum aimed at blocking a draft law to cut greenhouse gas emissions, party officials said. The SVP, a member of the ruling coalition in Bern, is campaigning against the law to make Switzerland carbon neutral by 2050, but so far has failed to attract backing from other parties. The first orbital satellite to set off for space from Western Europe will be launched from Cornwall and southwest England Monday night around 10:30 local time. Virgin Orbit's CEO Dan Hart told a news conference Sunday they plan to use a modified Boeing 747 with a rocket attached under its wing for the first time outside the company's base in the U.S. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts.